Joe McStravick is a Belfast-based filmmaker. His latest project, The Passengers, is a hard-hitting production which looks at the life of Philip Donaghy. Philip was paralysed in a road traffic accident and since has been a passionate road safety campaigner. The film graphically documents his day-to-day life.
And there's people cleaning me to this day. People wash me, clean me, everything like that. You know, it's degrading. You have people cleaning your backside and stuff like that, washing your hair, stuff like that.
The film follows young people being shown around Philip's specially adapted home. They see every aspect of his life, from how he gets out of bed in the morning to how he goes to the bathroom. The experience clearly had a powerful effect on the children, as you can hear in this clip.
I didn't want to look in the mirror. I looked in the mirror twice. That's how scared it was. Just didn't want to see myself in the mirror.
You feel lucky that you can actually not have to do that. That you don't have to do that every morning.
But it was just the way I had to look at myself in the mirror and just the everyday life that you would have to go through. That's what sort of made me put it on. It will from now on. Just be something to think about.
Joe admits that filming The Passengers was difficult.
It was tough. I wanted to make sure I could do the project and make the film the best way possible. But the whole idea and concept behind the film was that we didn't know what was going to happen and how each and every individual young person was going to react to interacting with Philip and the machinery and apparatus in his house and his bedroom, his bathroom, his living room, his kitchen, everything like that. The whole idea of the film was to get a reaction and, you know, so that the young person would learn something. Each young person would learn something, and by virtue of that, the audience, young or old, would learn from it. So I knew I wanted to get a reaction, but A, I didn't know if we would, and B, I just hoped that it wouldn't be too much of a reaction.
In the film, the children experience what it is like to use the hoist that lifts Philip out of his bed every morning. Joe believes that this hands-on interaction is a powerful way of getting Philip's message across.
I get the impression in the aftermath and during the process that the kids really appreciated having to go through it and sort of felt maybe privileged to go through a process like that. They certainly probably didn't think that at the time, being up on the hoist, but afterwards you could tell they really appreciated what they'd been through. Instead of having something rammed down their throat, they're really sort of, you know, to interact with something that is much, much better than anything. And I think they really appreciated that.
Some of the most powerful moments in the film come when Philip describes what his life has been like since the accident.
But somebody has to dress me, put on my shoes, put on my socks, throw on my t-shirt, shave me, fix my hair up. Sometimes I fix my hair myself, like this here, in the back of the hand. I have no finger movement. I do everything with the sole of the hand and the thumb. I've lost power from here. Still I've got my brain. Thank God for that.
Joe's passion for the film and its message is clear.
It's incredibly important that people see this film. This isn't a vanity project for myself or for Philip or for anybody else involved in the piece. The purpose of this project was to capture a day in the life of Philip through the eyes of these young people and to capture the reaction of the young people. I always say of the film that it's by young people for young people. It's incredibly important that the people out there who see this film, whether it's on the DVD that's released next week or online as it is at the moment on YouTube, that those people don't just watch it and react to it and comment on it, but that they also share it